And now we have anti-PD-L1 and anti-PD-1, which have been tried. Avelumab is an anti-PD-L1, and that gave a very good response rate. It has been tested in second line first, about 30% of response, but then in first line, it seems to be much higher. And it's just been authorized in France, and it has been authorized in most of the countries. And we also have some very good results with anti-PD-1, the one that we know, Pembro and Nivo. And also, very interestingly, it was evaluated in the neoadjuvant setting. Neoadjuvant, it means that we give the drug before doing the surgery in a limited disease, like the tumor is resectable, but before doing the resection, we give the drug. And it was very, very promising, these first results.
Any patients you've taken care of with Merkel cell who've had good responses to checkpoint inhibitors?
Oh, yes. I remember I showed the patient to my colleagues recently. So this patient was a little atypical because he survived several lines of chemotherapy, which is rare. So he had two or three lines of chemotherapy, but he was relapsing. So we did surgery several times. We resected the metastasis. Maybe if it doesn't seem very logical, but if you don't have any other solution, sometimes you do that. Doing a surgery for stage 4 disease if you have only one or two metastases. And then we could enroll the patient in the avelumab trial and receive the drug. Complete response. We stopped the treatment after, I think, 15 months, and now it's more than 2 years ago and is free of a relapse. This is wonderful. This was not seen before. So we have in my center, which is a big center in France, we have about 15 patients with Merkel cell carcinoma. So it doesn't seem a lot, but in fact, it's a lot compared to the total number because it's less than 100 in total in France. But half of them are metastatic. And we have some data with anti-PD-L1, and we have, with our small group of patients, we have close to 40% of response, and we have two patients who could stop the drug. So we look at that as a miracle.
Yeah, you have a patient who got avelumab, which I guess is approved, at least in the United States, for Merkel cell. And this patient had a complete response, has now been off therapy a couple of years, huh?
Exactly.
Where was the metastatic disease that patient had?
Oh, he had a lot of internal lymph nodes and liver. I mean, he had a real stage 4 disease.